tuned for cabaret.
And this is going to be an especially fun cabaret, I think. I'm Chris Moore, usually the classical music host and opera host from 8 to 10 p.m. And every once in a while, I get really lucky and we get to bring some classical people in for the cabaret show, which has such a huge variety of live music. Charity Koepke is also dressed in bright green because we're the two token Irish people in the room here. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. And thank you, by the way, everybody who is supporting KGNU during our pledge drive, 303-449-4885. We bring to you classical music, opera. We bring all kinds, you know, hip-hop and jazz and every kind of music imaginable, the kind of music you don't hear on commercial stations, as well as the kind of news you don't hear on commercial stations. So your support is essential to our continued survival and our thriving with the huge creative vitality that is KGNU. So thank you for your support and for supporting Karen on her birthday as well. Charity Koepke, thank you so much for coming here again. We did this last year, and I just had a blast. I was on cloud nine after we did this with us.
I did too, and we were so excited to come back, and I want to start off this evening by saying good evening to you, Chris, and la e your Padraig Sunadiv.
Oh, and I have no idea what you said, even though I'm part Irish.
That is how you say Happy St. Patrick's Day in Gaelic.
Well, there you go. I'm very impressed. And now I have to ask you a trivia question. Can you think of a major opera that has Ireland in it in a significant way at all?
I can't, but they are working on an opera currently in Ireland that is about only the river runs free.
Oh, okay.
The story of the famous potato famine.
Well, I was actually thinking of Act One of Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, where somebody, one of the younger singers, sings about his love for his Irish girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And those Irish girlfriends are wonderful.
Yes, they are.
So we are going to be not really singing a lot of Irish music tonight. We have some fantastically talented singers. I think it's something like 150 people or something that apply for the Opera Colorado Young Artist Program each year. And these are people who are in their their careers are blossoming. They've gotten out of school, but they're transitioning into an operatic career. And here we are with Opera Colorado being able to offer them support, more training, more experience. And, gosh, what do you guys do, like 100 schools a year or some ridiculous number? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, they will perform at more than 80 schools during the entire year, but they will perform their abridged touring productions, each show probably about 20 to 40 times. So
we have Colleen Jackson, our soprano, and then our mezzo, Louise Rogan, and we have Brett Sprague, who is our tenor. And he's gonna belt out some great tenor aria there as well. Jared Guest is our baritone, and then our bass baritone is Ben Sieverding. I hope I got that right with everybody.
Good.
Okay. And Taylor Baldwin is our very talented pianist on the Baldwin piano, no less. So that just seems like a good thing, too. Maybe if our singers can just come forward towards the microphone just very briefly so that you can say just a little bit about yourselves. And we're going to start with you, Colleen, if you could just say just a word or two about how you ended up here in Colorado as a part of the Young Artist Program.
Sure. I'm originally from Florida, but I moved to Colorado in 2010, and I did my master's degree at the University of Northern Colorado, found out about this amazing program, auditioned, and was fortunate enough to be offered a position and loving it.
Okay.
I originally come from Manchester, England, and came over to America to go to the Chicago College of Performing Arts for my undergraduate degree and my artist diploma. And during the original round of auditions that Charity held, I was actually in a performance and couldn't make the auditions, but I was very fortunate to see that they reopened the auditions for mezzos and was very lucky to get a spot here.
Great.
I'm originally from Tacoma, Washington, and did my undergraduate at Chapman University in Southern California, then my master's at Manhattan School of Music in New York. So I've been a bit of a nomad the last few years, but luckily I have landed in Denver and in the beautiful state of Colorado, thanks to Charity and Opera Colorado's.
I'm originally from Orlando, Florida, and I've also been all over. I've been to Texas, where I did my master's degree at the University of Houston, Moores Opera Center. And I'm lucky for this to be my second year with Opera Colorado in the Young Artist Program. It's a fantastic training program for young singers, and we're very happy to be here bringing you music.
I hail from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, although I'm now based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, primarily, after doing my graduate studies at the University of Michigan. But I've always wanted to live in Colorado. I love the mountains, I love Denver, and I was Very happy last January to come audition for Opera Colorado, and even happier to get the phone call to spend some time out here as a resident artist.
Very cool. We're going to try to get to the singing, which is why people are listening right now. So, Charity, maybe you can introduce the first two pieces, and then we'll ask a few other questions and then come back to more singing.
You bet. So the first piece that we have is probably a little bit of a surprise, but we couldn't let this day go by without selling it to you in a way that only a tenor can. So we're going to do Danny Boy, and then we'll follow that up with a piece from Rigoletto, and it is the famous soprano aria, Caro Nome, which is about her, the character of Gilda, talking about this man that she's just fallen in love with and how dear his name is.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the flowers are falling. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
sarà. Quale pensier il mio desir a te sempre volerò.
Thank you, Colleen. That was awesome. And, you know, for people who may not know this story, you may know the story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Victor Hugo also wrote the story of Rigoletto, another hunchback, in this case a court jester to just one of the nastiest noblemen ever, the Duke, who sings a song, La Donne Amabile, that is just about how fickle women are. Not only does this horrible monster of a man rape our innocent heroine here, but he also then goes on to be unfaithful to her, and it ends very, very badly for her, to say the least. This is a level of tragedy that's rare, and it's also one that is very powerful because Hugo really knew how to write, how to construct a plot and just give it a certain horrible, fatal inevitability about it. Back in 1853, when it first came out in Paris, there was a reviewer that I found who actually said, that Verdi, he doesn't know how to write a melody. This work is doomed to fail. I can't even imagine how they could say that in the face of what we just heard that Colleen sang so beautifully. Do you want to say anything about Rigoletto? Because it's playing now on the main stage at the L.A. Calkins Opera House.
It is. And I think what I want to say is come see it and get your tickets soon.
Very soon, yes.
We won't have many left. It's incredibly popular. There's a great buzz about it for good reason. It's an amazing show.
It's Tuesday, Friday, and then Sunday afternoon. So you do have three more chances to see it, I think, unless they're all sold out. So don't waste any time. Do you have the phone number in your head for that, or they can just go to operacolorado.org?
They can call 303-778-1500 to get in touch with our box office.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little more about, I imagine you have another couple of arias or duets or something that you want to treat us to. So, Charity, take over.
Yeah. We have the next piece is also from Verdi's Rigoletto, and this is probably the most famous piece from this opera. This is La Donna Immobile, and this is the tenor aria. And the interesting thing about this one is Verdi knew he had a hit on his hands when he wrote this piece. So before the opera even premiered, he forbade the tenor and the orchestra from saying anything to anyone, because he knew how popular it was going to be. And sure enough, the next morning after the opera premiered, people were singing this in the streets. So that's the next piece. And following that, we have a piece from our other opera in our season, Carmen by Bizet. We have the wonderful Seguidilla, where Carmen is trying to persuade Don José to let her out of jail, and she is using every charm that she has to make that happen. ¶¶
accento e di pensiero, sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, in pianto in riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma e vento, muta l'accento e di pensier. È sempre misero chi rei s'affida, chi ne convida, mal colto il cuore, pur mai non sentasi felice appieno, chi su quel seno non liva amore. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta l'accento e di pensier.
They're their own audience. It's wonderful, actually, you know, to see them, to see all of you just, you know, before we turned on the microphone officially, just laughing and scratching together and just the sense of camaraderie and friendship. But actually, Louise, could you pop back up to the mic for just a second? Because I wanted to ask about that. In the opera world, in the theater world in general, you have this, a bit of a challenge, I guess, because you develop these, you know, these wonderful, intensely, you know, great relationships, and then poof, the show's over and off you go and you have to do it again. Have you come along in your career enough that you're already starting to experience that almost like being in the airport waiting room with close encounters and then off to the next group of people that you get very close to?
Definitely. It's very interesting when you're putting a show together and you have 6 weeks of very intense rehearsals and you're spending 6 hours at least a day with your colleagues, and you get to know each other very well and very quickly. And it's it's always sad to say goodbye, but the nice thing is the opera world is pretty small, realistically. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing is that hopefully we will all see each other again, and hopefully our paths will cross again in the future on a different show.
And all five of you have roles, not the lead roles, but you have roles in this Opera Colorado production that's coming up in Rigoletto. Maybe we could, actually I have it right here, so maybe I can just sort of mention Colleen, the soprano who we've already heard, is the Countess, not the most wonderful lady, but anyway. Louise, you're Giovanna and the page both, is that right?
That's okay. Correct, yeah.
And Brett, you're Borsa. Okay, great. And Jared is Marullo. And Ben, you are the Count soprano. You are not pleased with your wife, as I recall, in this. It's not a large role, but you get to be really upset, at least. So we're back here also with Charity Koepke, who kind of holds this all together. And you're teaching them not only vocal technique, because they come to you with a lot of vocal technique already, but also I think you're giving the young artists an enormous amount of performance experience.
We are.
And tell us a little bit about that. You mentioned the 80 schools. They're singing roles in Rigoletto here.
There are many different types of young artist programs and residencies. Opera Colorado's program is a performance-based residency, which means our goal is to get them in as many different performance types of locations that we can to get them on their feet and used to just adjusting however they have to be great on their feet and performing. So
by playing cheap bulb and pianos and stuff like that.
Exactly. We get presented with as many different scenarios as you can imagine, but it's really about honing those skills, what it takes to really be in front of an audience and just light that audience on fire with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's light our audience on fire again. And I want to thank you again, by the way, everybody who supports KGNU. You are making it possible with your donations, with your support to KGNU. We'd like you to become a member today, and all the details of that are available when you just give us a call at 303-449-4885. So please keep those phones ringing during this hour. We're not spending very much time talking about this pledge drive, but this is our lifeblood, so please kind of keep that in mind. Charity, tell us, keep us in mind about what's coming up in our next two selections.
So we have a piece now from Ambrose Thomas' Hamlet, which is not something that many people may have heard of, but it's a really wonderful opera. This is the famous drinking song that Hamlet sings, and he's basically doing this to get people off of his tracks. He's trying to trick his new stepfather, who is the king, into admitting that he killed the old king, his father. And he does this by celebrating how wonderful things are and tricking an acting group into doing a play. Following that, we will have a really wonderful English-American opera from Kurt Weill, who is, I think, one of the most prolific composers we've got. He's pretty fantastic. And this is from his opera Street Scene, and it's called Let Things Be Like They Always Was. And the character Frank is really angry. He's having a hard time. Things are not going well in his life, and he's trying to talk about how he wishes things would return to a more orderly sense and a more proper rule.
Oh, va disible la tristesse qui pèse sur mon cœur. À moi les rêves de l'ivresse. Et le rire moqueur, oh, liqueur enchanteresse, verse l'ivresse et l'oubli dans mon cœur. Douce liqueur, oh, liqueur enchanteresse, verse l'ivresse dans mon cœur. Oh, liqueur enchanteresse, verse l'ivresse et l'oubli dans mon cœur. La vie est sombre, les ans sont courts. De nos beaux jours, Dieu sait le nombre. Chacun, hélas, porte ici-bas sa lourde chaîne, nuelle de froid, long désespoir de l'âme humaine. Loin de nous, noir présage, loin de nous, noir présage, les plus sages sont les fous. Ah, le vent. tristesse qui pèse sur mon cœur. À moi les rêves de l'ivresse, et le rire moqueur. Oh, liqueur enchanteresse, verse l'ivresse et l'oubli dans mon cœur. Douce liqueur, oh, liqueur enchanteresse, verse l'ivresse dans mon cœur. Oh, liqueur enchanteresse, verse l'ivresse et l'oubli dans. Be like they always was. That's good enough for me. Let things again be safe and sound the way they used to be. What's going on? Why is it so bad? If you ask me, the world is going mad. Look at these newfangled ideas going round. Free love, divorce, and birth control. Young girls smoking cigarettes, their dresses up around their necks, and men coming in, breaking up decent people's homes. Well, it ain't gonna be that way around here. You hear? You hear? If anyone in my house wants that kind of stuff, oh no, oh no. My kids are gonna be brought up right, not running the streets as if they're wild or night. In the old days they didn't carry on that way, and I'm telling you, they ain't gonna do it today. With me, that stuff will never go. In my house, I run the show. Be like they always was. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me.
We're kind of soft about the applause here, but everyone's like you're all just kind of leaning in and saying, oh, this is so great. I love that song. And I think comes out of a whole tradition of songs about fathers who are really conservative and bring enormous suffering to their children. And, you know, go back to Romeo and Juliet and that sort of thing. This one, because of Kurt Weill, has an extra quality of political conservatism and how harmful and how much fear and you know, just clenching your fists is involved in that particular position that he's holding in his personal life and in the way he thinks the world should be and everything like that. So that's, I think, a really great example of a negative father image. We're going to have a very negative mother image coming up here pretty shortly, too, because pretty soon we're going to have a scene in The Magic Flute where the Queen of the Night, the mother, says, kill Sarastro, or you will lose the love of your mother. Ooh. Ooh, that's bad. And then we're going to have some potentially wonderful parents in between there with Papageno and Papagena. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they would make the kind of parents we would all want to have, just people that go out and collect birds and have a good time. And you'd be embarrassed by them. I mean, you wouldn't want your ninth grade friends to know them. But anyway, a lot less harmful than these other parents we've been dealing with here. I wanted to ask, and if any of you want to get up and talk, or maybe Ben, you were just here, so maybe you can just pop up. I just wanted to ask, my ears are ringing a little bit. I'm not in a very large room here, but you all sing really loud. And one of the features of opera is that there's no amplification, you know, and there are halls like the Met Opera House that's 4,100 people. And here it's, I don't know, what, 2,900 or something at the LA? 2,200. Mm-hmm. Lots of people. Mm-hmm. And you have to really project. For you or anybody else who wants to say this, what does it take to be able to project your voice and really create a full sound without harming your vocal cords?
To do this healthily, we train for several years. Several of us in this room have gone to not only undergrad, but also studies for graduate studies, postgraduate studies. I've been in a collegiate setting for 8 years, and actually this past April I was finally done with that. But so we spend an enormous amount of time working on our breath, making sure that it's coming from the correct place in our bodies, so we can really send the sound out into the hall, spending a lot of time on resonance and brilliance in the voice, not singing really far back and woofy, which is a tendency for my voice type. So that's something I'm constantly working against and working to improve, because it's the brilliance that really cuts through the dense orchestral textures that we deal with in opera, and especially the larger the house, the more brilliance and precision and clarity of diction is needed.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and thanks all of you. I mean, and you all have really powerful voices. You don't realize it on the radio because George here is making sure that they don't just sort of blast the VU meters into the red too much. But Charity, I wanted to ask you about our next two works. Like I said, I was kind of thinking about parental things, mm-hmm. but this is Mozart, who mm-hmm. seems to be very easy oftentimes, like the Papageno duet and mm-hmm. Papageno. Those two, wonderful, but still, it just seems like an enormous challenge to sing Mozart, even though the notes don't seem all that hard sometimes.
It is, and it's a challenge that I think many people don't think about even as singers, because it's often one of the first pieces you approach
right.
as you are learning technique is Mozart. But there are so many little intricacies with Mozart that you have to do and do well, or the piece loses its substance. Mm-hmm. So we really spend a long time studying that. But the thing that's great about Mozart is he really knows how to tell a story with music. There's so many little things that happen in Mozart that are just musical, where there's really not necessarily any singing happening, which is really fun. On opening night of Rigoletto, our fabulous general director, Greg Carpenter, got up and announced the next two seasons of Opera Colorado. And in our next season, in the spring, we will be doing The Magic Flute by Mozart. So the next two pieces that we have are from The Magic Flute. We first have the fabulous duet that happens at the end of the opera with Papageno and Papagena. Papageno has just finally come through all of the trials that he's been forced to face, and he has called for his lovely bride, Papagena, and this is when he first sees her. And they have a joyous meeting and then decide how life is going to be even more exciting because they're going to have lots of little Kinderlein, or children. We go from that into a very stark contrasting piece, which is the famous Queen of the Night aria, and she does exactly what you said she was going to do. She threatens her daughter that if she does not kill her rival, Sarastro, that she will deny her love and condemn her.
Bist du mir nun ganz gegeben?
Nun bin ich dir ganz gegeben.
Nun so sei mein liebes Weibchen.
Nun so sei mein Herzenstäuschen.
Mein liebes Weibchen, mein liebes Weibchen. Welcher Freude wird das sein?
Welche Freude wird das sein?
Wenn die Götter uns bedenken.
Wenn die Götter uns bedenken.
Unsere liebe Kinder schenken, unsere liebe Kinder schenken, so liebe kleine Kinderlein, Kinderlein. Kindelein, Kindelein, so liebe kleine Kindelein, so liebe kleine Kindelein.
Es, einen kleinen Papageno.
Dann, eine kleine Papageno.
Dann, wieder einen Papageno.
Dann, wieder einen Papageno.
Papageno,
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 Papageno, Papageno.
Es ist das höchste der Gefühle.
Es ist das höchste der Gefühle.
Wenn wir
Papageno, Papageno, der Eltern singen werden sein. Es ist das höchste der Gefühle.
Es ist das höchste der Gefühle.
Gefühle, Gefühle, Papageno, der Eltern singen werden sein. Papageno, 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 der Eltern singen werden sein. Papageno, 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 der Eltern singen werden sein. Der Eltern singen werden sein. Der Eltern singen werden sein.
Papageno,
Papageno, Papageno, Papageno.
Some of the baddest queens I ever heard. Oh my God. It's. I wish some of you in the audience listening could see their facial expressions. Colleen, you were terrifying. Oh my God! Yes, I know. It's very, and you know, it's actually, if you just pop up to the mic real quick, you know, this is not exactly an image of the divine feminine, is it? I mean,
no.
Now, there's a lot of symbolism in Mozart.
There is.
But with this particular aria, I wonder if you have a sense that when you interpret it, you know, obviously. There is an operatic tradition of just oohs and ahs, and you know where they break away from words and they just do these tremendous, what they're called melismatic passages like that, really, really frilly things. But this didn't seem frilly to me. It seemed like it really, it's almost like she couldn't find the words. She was so mad.
And absolutely.
So how do you interpret these long passages from a dramatic point of view when there's no words for you?
I think it's particularly in this aria. Just digging that knife in deeper with every single piercing note. Mm-hmm. She is getting her point across whether Pamina likes it or not, and she is the queen, and what she says goes. So I think it's just a matter of power and enforcing her power to the point where everyone's terrified of her. That's how she gained her power, is through terror, I feel.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I also, I want to thank again everybody who is a supporter of KGNU. 303-449-4885 is our number. We're here in the cabaret studio. It has, sound absorbent walls that are really good. These are excellent microphones. We've got the piano here. We've got a completely separate room over, that's sound locks and all that kind of thing, where our engineer George is sitting as well. And all of this is just one example. Just to make the cabaret show happen week after week, it's you that makes that possible. 303-449-4885. If you enjoy cabaret and the wide variety of musical styles that you hear, and it's never quite the same. It's jazz, it's hip-hop, it's opera, it's screaming, raging queens. It's a little different every time. Please show your support for KGNU right now by picking up the phone, 303-449-4885. But let's get back to you, Charity. I'm sure these guys, among the five of them, have a repertoire. We can take this all the way to 8 o'clock. So,
absolutely.
Let's keep doing that. Tell us a little bit about the next two works that we're going to hear.
So because this is cabaret and we want to show that classical voices can sing lots of different things, we're going to change it up and have some different pieces for you. This next piece is from a musical called The Secret Garden, which is maybe not as widely known as some other musicals, but is really a brilliant piece of work. This is a duet that happens sort of midway through the piece, and it's called Lily's Eyes. And it's when two brothers, Archibald and Dr. Craven, are reminiscing that a little girl that they're taking care of looks like Lily, who has passed away, and that is Archie's wife. And it's at this point in the opera that we find, the musical, that we find out that they were both in love with her, and we did not know previously. After that, we're going to have a tried and true favorite, which is The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. And that was something that first appeared in a musical called Swing Time and was originally sung by Fred Astaire.
Strangely quiet, but now the storm simply rests to strike again. Standing waiting, I think of her, I think of
strange
her.
Strange this marriage, she leaves the room, yet remains, she lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her, I think of her.
From death she casts her spell, all night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. That girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that saw him happy long ago. Those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see this girl and miss those hazel
eyes? She has her eyes.
as the girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never, ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes? In Lily's eyes a castle this house seemed to be, and I, her bravest knight, became. My lady fair was she.
She has her eyes, she has my Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that loved my brother, never me. Those eyes that never saw me, never knew I longed to hold her close, to live at last in Lily's eyes.
Imagine me a lover.
I longed for the day she'd turn and see me standing there, when God had let her stay.
You're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each kiss, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you, and the way you look tonight. Tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never change. Keep that breathless charm. I love you, and the way you look tonight.
just the way you look tonight, darling. Just the way you look tonight.
Now, Ben's the guy that just sang about how everything should be the same in the way it was, but... Wow. Very, very different personality.
Yeah. So, very tender side, too.
Yes, you do. No doubt. And, you know, quietly sitting over here at the piano, I haven't really talked to Taylor Baldwin, but Taylor, I wanted to ask you, I notice as somebody who hears singers accompanied by piano a lot that, of course, my tendency is to focus on the singers, but then after a while, I hear the pianists and I hear how well they support the singers and that sort of thing. And I wanted to ask you, what you feel like your job is as somebody who is sort of surrounding them with the sound that they need and with the rhythmic support and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Well, my job is very different in different aspects. First of all, I'd like to apologize for breaking your piano because
trying to keep up with their volume.
Well, as an orchestral player for the singers, we often have to imitate the orchestra, and so we have to get every single sound that we can out of the piano, giving them the impression of an orchestra because that's what they'll be singing eventually. In school shows, it's fun because you get to play on all kinds of different pianos.
Cool. And which one's in this even?
I've broken a couple of those too. But it's just wonderful having the team that we have with these singers. It's so easy to play for them because it's so it's a joy every time that we work together.
Yeah,
so.
Thanks for playing with
us. Oh, it's my pleasure.
Really great. So I want to remind people again that it's everything that you hear, every moment that we're on the air is made possible by you, the listener, KGNU. 303-449-4885 is the number. Give us a call. We'll tell you all about the very simple process of becoming a member and showing your support for this kind of music, for hip-hop music, for jazz, for folk, for rock and roll, for punk, for you name it. Every time you tune in, you don't know what you're going to hear in a cabaret. KGNU is full of surprises. What can I tell you? Surprise us and make the phones ring right now, 303-449-4885. And I'd like to mention also for Opera Colorado that starting on May 3rd, Bizet's Carmen is coming.
Yes.
With some awesome singers.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you tell me just a little bit about them before we play our final tune?
I can. So we have Sandra Peaks Eddy, who is coming as our Carmen, and she is sort of the new Carmen. She is the one that everybody wants to hear, and she is quite fantastic. I just can't say how excited I am about our Don José. We have Jay Hunter Morris coming to sing José for us, who just got off a wonderful run at the Met with his Wagner. He's just so fabulous.
Did you guys sign him up before he became a superstar? like right before he became a superstar? Is that how it happened?
Well, funnily enough, Jay really wanted to come and sing José again because he feels like now that he had such a success with Wagner that he's going to get typecast as a Wagnerian tenor. Mm-hmm. So he really wants to come and sing this role one more time before that happens because he loves this role. This is one of his favorites. And we are so excited to get him here.
Yeah, cannot wait. Well, we have. Do we have something where everybody gets to sing here?
We do. We have two more pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't matter if we go just a couple minutes over, so we don't really have to panic about the time. Because guess what? I'm on the air at 8 o'clock. So why not? Why don't you all stand up? And before you sing or tell it, or come on up to the mics, though, I just wanted to ask each of you if you have a favorite opera that you'd like to sing or an opera you wish you could sing. We'll keep it very brief, but if you could all tell us your first name again and then what a favorite is for you.
Sure. This is Colleen speaking, and my favorite is La Traviata by Verdi.
Okay.
This is Louise, and I think a dream opera for me to do would be The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. Hmm.
This is Brett, your tenor, and I love doing Nemorino in The Elixir of Love by Donizetti, and I want to do it as many times as I can.
This is Jared, the baritone, and a dream role for me would be Scarpia in Puccini's Tosca.
Oh, you love bad boy.
Indeed.
And as for me, Ben, my dream role is Philip II in Verdi's Don Carlo.
Wow, excellent. You said we have two more things to sing. Let's do it. Tell us about these, Charity.
So sort of closing off this cabaret theme, we have an actual cabaret piece that was written just for that purpose. This is by William Bolcom. It's a wonderful piece called Amor that was written specifically for mezzo-soprano. It's really quite funny. You have to listen closely to the words. And then finishing off our set this evening, we have a wonderful quintet from West Side Story by Bernstein. We have the Tonight Quintet, which is not the most familiar piece from that show. It's something that a lot of the familiar melodies come to play all together. And it's what's happening just before the duel or the fight is about to happen and the lovers are going to be reunited. So it's a very energetic piece that sort of rounds off the action of the first half of the show.
It wasn't the policeman's fault in all the traffic roar. Instead of shouting halt when he saw me, he shouted amor, 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 amor. Even the ice cream man, free ice creams by the score. Instead of shouting butter pecan, one look at me, he shouted amor, amor, amor. All over town it went that way. Everybody took off the day. Even philosophers understood how good was the good, 'cause I looked so good. The poor stopped taking less, the rich stopped needing more. Instead of shouting no and yes, both looking at me shouted amor. The judge raised his hand, and instead of desist and cease, judge, he came to the stand, took my hand, and whispered amor, 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 amor. Night was turning into day. I walked alone away. Never see that town again. But as I passed the church house door, instead of singing amen, the choir was singing
are gonna have their day tonight.
The sharks are gonna have their way tonight.
The Puerto Ricans grumble, fair fight, but if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right.
We're gonna hand them a surprise tonight.
We're gonna gut them down to size tonight.
We said okay, no rumpus, no tricks, but just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix tonight. We're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. They're gonna get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they fall.
Will they be get it?
Will they be get it? And we're the ones to stop them once and for all tonight.
Anita's gonna get her kicks tonight. We'll have a private little mix tonight. You're walking hot and tired, so what? Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot tonight.
Tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will stop where they are. Today the minutes seem like hours, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Oh, moon, grow bright, and make this endless day, endless night.
I'm counting on you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight, that Puerto Rican punk will go down, and when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town.
Tonight,
so I can count on you, boy.
All right.
We're gonna have some more.
All right.
Tonight there will be no morning star.
I'll see you there about eight.
Tonight.
We're gonna
I get to applaud now. Man, my ears are definitely ringing. Thank you so much, all five of you, for the singing, for our great pianism.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charity, thank you for organizing all of this.
My pleasure.
Charity Koepke with the Opera Colorado Young Artists, whose great artistry we just got to hear for the last hour and 5 minutes now. Charity, again, my gratitude for you driving all the way up here to Boulder.
It's our pleasure, truly. I mean, this is something that I look forward to, and I know it's fun for us just to get a chance to let loose a little bit and sing on the radio for a change.
Right. And just a reminder, again, Regal Rigoletto is now on the main stage at the L.A. Calkins Opera House, and all five of these great singers have small roles, at least, in this. So do check it out. It's going to be on Tuesday and Friday, and then Sunday afternoon are the upcoming performances. OperaColorado.org is how you can get your tickets, and do get your tickets. It's about to sell out, I think. We are KGNU at 88.5 FM in Boulder,